Ladies and gentlemen, we are doing our final Council Talk episode because when this comes out, it'll be a week before the new consoles drop and we have all our information for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, and we're here to talk about it. I am Josh, joined with the homie Mikey B.
Hello there, Josh. Super excited that finally, after all this months and years of talking about the PlayStation 5 and the Xbox Series S and X, we are a week away from making that dream a reality.
It's coming down to the wire, man, and like the consoles have been out, been sent to like, you know, major news outlets for testing. You know, we're getting a final list of what is coming out, so it's showtime. You know what I mean? Alrighty, so now that we have brought that stuff up, there's a lot of stuff that we've talked about before in our other Council Talk episode, but we're just going to, you know, touch on what's, I guess, set in stone and kind of just briefly talk about it and go from there. So, where do you want to start, man? You want to start with games or?
I think before we start with games, let's just get down to some, like, basic information about the consoles and stuff just to educate the audience if they're not super familiar.
Sure.
But then the super quick stuff. Okay, the PlayStation 5 is launching with two editions. One is going to be $399. That's going to be the all digital edition. And then they're launching with another with a ultimate HD DVD Blu-ray disc drive for $499. So if you want to go all digital, you save $100 with $399. Oh, if you want the disc and physical games, you pay $499. Xbox is also offering two similar consoles, but with a little bit of a twist. Xbox has the Xbox Series S, which is all digital, a little less power, so it's definitely trying to hit people who still have 1080p televisions, but you do save a good amount of money because that's only $299. Or if you want the big monster, all-powerful edition, Xbox Series X, that is $499, and that is the most powerful console out of both of them. So if you want the best graphics and everything to be super premium, then that is your super premium edition.
Fire power. I like how you worded that. You get the full-powered, you know, Xbox Series X, which we could talk briefly about some more specs, but, I mean, we've all been following this very closely, and, you know, I don't want to run people's ears off with the stuff that they've already heard. So what else do you want to jump into, games, or what are you thinking?
Let's jump in the games. That's the reason we buy these consoles. They might look pretty under our TV stands or on our TV stands, but we want to play some games.
Yeah. So obviously we're all wondering, we've heard the news. Everybody knows, you know, Cyberpunk's delayed, Halo's delayed, PlayStation only has like one or two games dropping. So we're all just trying to figure out what the best move is and who's going to really win this thing out. So let's just run through some of the first party games that are going to be dropping officially for the consoles. PlayStation, Astro's Playroom, which is, I believe, is one of the games that's just like automatically in there, like with one of the other PlayStations. Demon's Soul, Spider-Man Remastered, which is going to be awesome. And then Miles Morales also. And Sackboy, which is our new Little Big Planet. Not too bad. A lot of interesting titles there. Good to see that, you know, Sackboy and the Little Big Planet game is coming back. Xbox Series X. So they have
You did miss two games that are third party exclusives for PlayStation 5. Oh. One is a game I know you're into because we've talked about it a few times. God's Fall is also that's exclusively coming to the PlayStation 5. And then the hit indie game Bugsnax is also coming to PlayStation 5. So those are some indie games that will be coming to PlayStation 5 beyond the big five that you just mentioned.
Yeah, so those third-party games are also going to be there too. And then we also, let's see. So yeah, we'll just jump into PlayStation, or Xbox, I'm sorry.
Sure, makes sense.
So Xbox, you know, Horizon, Forza Horizon 4. I'm sorry, I'm all over the place today. Gears 5, Gears Tactics, Grounded, Ori and the Will of the Wisps. Those are the first party games that are dropping with the Series X. And some of the third party ones is, I'm not going to read all these. There's a bunch of them. But we have, you know, Dead by Daylight, Evergate, Manifold Garden, Tetris Effect, The Falconeer, Yakuza Like a Dragon, Yes Your Grace, War Thunder, and other third-party games like that. Nothing huge for Xbox, I will have to say. It's a little sad, but there's a lot of games that are going to be cross-gen that will be moving over to the Xbox, which could help ease the pain of no, you know, solid first party, but we're here for the time being, I guess.
And I think what definitely eases the pain is those five games you mentioned, Forza Horizon 4, Gears 5, Gears Tactic, Grounded, and Ori and the Will of the Wisp are all free if you own Game Pass and all Game Pass Ultimate, which I believe is around $15 a month. So for the cheap price of $15 a month, you probably get a better deal if you go a little bit longer. All those games are free versus that you're going to have to pay Astrobot is free, but Demon's Souls, Miles Morales, and Sackboy, those are all, I believe, $70 games, which is the new price tag for our next generation. So if you're looking for value, I think I'll give Xbox the check mark on that one.
Which, being an Xbox user now at the moment, and I have the Game Pass, it definitely lets you just be free to play whatever. And, you know, knowing that Bethesda could potentially put their games on there too, and EA come into potentially the Game Pass also, you're going to have a lot to play with. You might not have your Miles Morales, but you'll have everything that can be powered by the Game Pass available to you right away.
So yes.
There was also a little bit of, you know, there's a couple games that are also coming for both. We don't want to, like, exclude some of those, a.k.a. Call of Duty is going to be on November 13th, which, hyped. Mortal Kombat's going to be there. Cyberpunk, which is delayed, but it'll still be coming out for both. Watch Dogs, I believe, is already out now, which will be able to be played on the new consoles as well. So, yes. Mikey B, what do you think, man? Game-wise, how are these consoles holding up?
Game-wise, I think it's the same song that we've been singing for the last 3 years. It's the buffet style versus the fancy restaurant. If you like the buffet style, you like options, you like value, then I think Xbox is your console of choice. If you want that fancy meal, that exclusive meal that, like, wow, I can't believe I splurged, but that was one of the best meals of my life, then I think the PlayStation 5 is the winner. It's just how you view gaming.
Yeah, it's interesting that you kind of bring it up like that, because it's exactly what it is. Like, Xbox is just feeding you everything that it could potentially, you know, and whatever it has to offer, it's feeding it to you in this play. Eat whatever you want, take whatever you want, whenever you want. Whereas the PlayStation is like, yeah, you get Miles, you get, you know, Sackboy, but those are going to hopefully hold you off until, you know, the next big thing. Or if you're going to get Cyberpunk for PlayStation, it's going to hold you off until the next one, so... Very interesting. Yeah, man, I think the same thing, man. Like, you have just this, like, plethora of games that Xbox is handing to you, but none of them are really, to me personally, like, the standout game.
You know what
I mean? Like, Call of Duty is fine, but, like, Gears, not the best foot forward to go with, you know what I mean? And then, you know, Grounded's a lot of fun, but that's like, a specific audience.
True.
And I don't know, but then, like, I see all this stuff, and, like, yeah, you mentioned that Xbox is kind of more family friendly and if you want to play more games, but then, like, you look at PlayStation and you have Miles, you know, you have Godfall, and it's hard to put that aside for, you know, more games.
True.
So what can you do?
Yeah. Another thing up the Xbox sleeve is they also have payment plans for these consoles. Obviously, we're dealing with extremely tough economic times. And you could get the Xbox Series S for $25 a month. So it's very similar to when, like, you lease out, when you buy a phone, when you get the new iPhone or Galaxy, whatever. When you go to your care, you lease it out month to month. Xbox does offer leasing plans, which is $25 a month for the Xbox Series X. S, I meant to say, and then I believe, give me a second, because we do a live podcast, I believe it's $10 more. I believe it's $35, but let's go check. It is, survey says, and I was right, $35 a month for the Xbox Series X. So if you are on a financial budget and you can't afford to pay $25 and $35 a month for the next 2 years, I think that is a good plan. And I believe it's also bundled with Game Pass, so you are getting a little bit of value. They also throw in 1 year subscription to Game Pass with that too, which, as we talked about earlier, is quite a value. Which, like I said, really just harps on the value versus the kind of high-end meal that PlayStation is offering you.
Cool, man. Sorry, I'm trying
it's
to...
It's Josh...
I'm fighting this sneeze off so bad, and I'm just, like, staring and making other weird faces. But yeah, that's huge, man. Like, being able to game on $25 to $35 a month is very doable. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what else or, you know, you have to do to qualify for that or what the process is for that.
It is a loan, so you do have to have, like, decent credit. There are some stops. You are technically taking out a loan through Xbox, so there are things, yes. I'm not a financial expert. Read the fine print. There's always something that you should definitely read the details before you commit yourself to this to make sure that you can consistently pay that $25, $35 a month for the next 2 years because you
where,
are on
where
the hook.
Is that off of via Microsoft? Like, is that where
via Microsoft? That is a straight up Microsoft loan.
Wow.
I went straight to Microsoft.com and yeah, it's available. And if you don't want to go to Microsoft.com, they teamed up with GameStop, and GameStop is also offering the similar value. So you could just do it through GameStop if you want to go to your local GameStop, wherever you might live, and you could do it through GameStop also if you don't want to go online through Microsoft.
Not too shabby.
So
That's cool, man. That's really, again, looking out for the people, man. Like, we really want you to get access to these consoles and to play these games and to have your experience that they're even going, you know, in the route of you being able to pay it off via payment plans, which is, I think it's cool.
I think it's a great value.
Definitely. And PlayStation's not doing none of that because they don't care about the people, man.
When you're top dog, like, you don't have to, like, worry about that. When you sold over 100 million units, the people come to you. You don't have to come to the people.
That's very true. That is very true. That's crazy.
And yeah, PlayStation is Xbox is trying. Xbox is on the come up. They're the underdog, so they're trying to do as much as they can to gain favor with the gaming audience.
That's true.
So let me be clear about this. So you get the Xbox Series X plus 24 months of Xbox Ultimate Game Pass, which is the service where you get the Xbox Gold online, so you get to play online. So your Destinies, your Call of Duties, your Warzones, you get to play online. Also with Ultimate, you get the Game Pass 2, so you get over 100 games. Obviously, Josh just mentioned EA is coming on. They just bought Bethesda, so a whole bunch of Bethesda games are coming on. So for the $35 a month for 24 months, you're getting the most powerful console out there, and I believe the best value in gaming, which is Xbox Ultimate Game Pass with over 100 games. So it is a steal of a deal. If you're having some financial trouble, I think that's a thing, something that you should look into.
Definitely. Let's talk about what these things look like. Mm-hmm. So I saw a picture, obviously, the Xbox and the fridge and whatnot. But have you seen the size of the PlayStation 5?
I have. Oh, it's getting roasted online.
My God. The thing is massive. Like, I was just having, like, a moment to myself. I'm like, okay, where am I going to put all this stuff, right? And I saw, like, a comparison of, like, how the, you know, PS5 stands up. There's, like, I have no idea where to put it. Like, I have to, like, put it, like, behind the TV or something. But this really weird-looking spaceship thing is not ideal for your living arrangements, I guess. Or anything of that nature, because it stands tall. Let me see if I can get this, the sizing of it, but it is insane. And like we know, this is a real life podcast. So we're looking things up as we go. All right, let's see. Yeah, it's 15.4 by 4.1. So 15 tall, which is ridiculous.
That is very large.
What you got there, Mikey B?
Nothing. I was just doing some mathematics, my friend, because I was trying to make sure if is this actually a good deal. So $35 a month times 24 is $840 over that 2 month period. The Xbox Series X costs $500. It's $15 a month for Ultimate Game Pass. 15 times 24 is 360. So 360 plus 500 is 860. So you are saving a little bit of money if you do the payment plan, mm-hmm. slightly.
But also, too, with that being said, isn't Xbox giving you like a free 3 month like trial of the Game Pass?
True, you are missing out. You are kind of paying like the stock price of $15 a month, which so you are losing out a little bit on that. Yes.
Interesting.
Yes, it is. But it is still. I was making sure this isn't like a total like racket for anybody who wants to, you know, dive into this. You're right, because like Game Pass and PlayStation Plus have deals all the time where like you get it for like $2 a month or $10 for 3 months. So you do miss out on that a little bit because you're paying like the standard price of $15 a month. But we're also only paying $35 a month, which is extremely cheap. Drop Hulu, drop Disney Plus, and drop Netflix, and all of a sudden you got $35 right there.
Yeah, just don't go out to eat for like a week or something. You know what I mean? Like prices these days are out of control.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, no doubt. If you just skip going out
once a week,
no coffee for a week, boom, you make $35 back that way. So, it's definitely a value.
I can't believe that. This is the first time I've heard that. So
because I'm looking at it, I'm looking at it, and I'm like, ooh, do I want to click on this? Yeah. So you could do it at Microsoft, Best Buy, Walmart, Target, and GameStop are all offering this value. So.
Well, there you have it, folks.
There you have it. So I buy this console in the next 5 minutes as we're talking about it? Probably not, but I am definitely intrigued. Definitely now. This is really good.
Yeah, that payment plan can really... I mean,
that payment plan is really steering me towards thinking about this more than ever.
It's not bad, man.
No, because, you know, it eases the pain a bit.
Yeah, instead of dropping, like, $600 plus, like, whatever else you need to get with it, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
you're dropping $600 for the console. Then if you buy a game, you're probably over $600. So at a cool $35 a month, you're like, it doesn't even, like, affect your bank account that much. It's like, it really says, it's no different than going out to eat or buying coffee for a week or whatever.
Which I know... You're a commuter.
Yeah.
You know, that's just like my price of gas. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, I'm not driving. The 35 is gas money. And
sure.
Just stay work from home, save that money, fire it up.
Yes, sir.
Which I was going to try not to do any of that, but who can really turn that down? You know what I mean?
Like, It's really tough. I think the last segment we're going to do, if you have anything else you want to share about your thoughts on PlayStation and Xbox was...
Well, I was just going to bring up briefly like the controllers and stuff and how it was like a big deal of like Sony's like, you know, DualSense and like the Series X controller, but...
Okay, we'll tease the final segment. That's a nice little tease for people to stick around.
Yeah, what do you want to tease it or what do you want to...
Well, we're teasing it. They don't know what the final segment is, so let's talk about controllers until then.
The controllers, eh? So, okay, look, this is my, like, opinion on it. Like, if you're not offering me, like, a pretty much a close to or a similar elite controller for any of these, don't bring up the controllers that much. Just show us the mm-hmm. design and everything is fine. But now that they're being like, oh, the DualSense is, like, you know, the next generation of controllers. Like, but if you're going to have another version of a controller coming out that's better than that, just keep it tucked away. Don't make a big deal about it. which is what I think Xbox is doing, because they're not really like all in your face about this new Series X controller and blah 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 blah, because they want you to get the Elite controller, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
they have the game on that. You're right. When you're the champ, you don't have to speak up so loudly.
Exactly, and it's like, why is PlayStation really like, you know, making a big deal and real push over these controllers and like the sound stuff too? They had controversy before, and I think Sony and PlayStation wants to be super fancy and aim towards a crowd that's not as fancy. You know what I mean? Like, yes, there are people that are going to go above and beyond and get everything that comes with it, but reality is a lot of people aren't doing that. Like, I don't know anybody that owns a PlayStation that owns like the PlayStation headphones that you can buy with it. You know what I mean? Everybody goes Turtle Bay, or they find something on like Amazon, because nobody wants to pay like $100 for a headset that would potentially change the way you hear the game, which is it really that different? So here's my thing about that. I will personally be buying a Elite controller when I get the Xbox. So it's like, I've already made my mind, because I know that that's where I want to go, and the original controllers are good, but
mm-hmm.
we're trying to be a little more fancy. So PlayStation, you are out your mind with this DualSense.
Oh yeah, PlayStation's definitely trying to hype up something, because they realize that the Xbox is the preferred controller for many, many gamers. It's so preferred that Nintendo pretty much copped it for its Nintendo Pro controller that I use all the time. It's no doubt an Xbox controller. So, like, when you're the underdog, you have to, like, bark a little louder, speak a little louder. So they got a hype, haptic feedback and adaptive triggers and great buttons and a whole bunch of other things, where Xbox, this could be like, hey, it's your favorite controller you ever had, does slightly better. So enjoy. It's like when you make many people consider one like the best controllers ever, there's not much you could do. So so that's kind of like my thoughts on the controller talk. So
that was just a brief segment, just because I realized that I've seen a lot of talk about like the DualSense, and I'm like, come on, man. Like,
no, I hear it, because when I hear like coverage about Astrobot, which is kind of an interesting packing game, they definitely trying to like hype up some of the things they mentioned, like, oh, if you press the triggers a little bit less, you could feel like it's like a spring coil, and you could like notice when you splash in the water some like haptic feedback. So they're definitely trying to like make that experience seem more than not. But I feel like with a lot of these controller gimmicks, it's like they're the first time, like the first like round of games, and then after a while, it's just like the developers just drop it, because like nobody cares.
Yeah.
It's like I remember like when Nintendo had like HD rumble on its controllers, and there was that one game called 1-2-3 Switch, where like you could hear like if ice was dropping onto a glass, and that was like the key feature, you could like feel it. But then beyond that one game, like HD rumble is not mentioned at all in any of the first party Nintendo games.
Yeah, it's just so weird that they're going above and beyond for it. Well, that's really all I had to talk about for controllers, man. I was just really one of those quick things to say that, hey, PlayStation, what you doing, you know? So that's pretty much all I have. You know, we can kind of go into the last segment that Mikey B's got prepped for us.
Certainly. I think this is the most important segment of the show. We've been talking about the games, talking about the price of the consoles, talking about the controllers, games we like, games we don't like, the value of one. It really gets down to the big question: what console do you want to buy first? Josh, I'll give the floor to you.
I have always gone PlayStation first, or Xbox first. I just dropped the ball on that. So I've gone Xbox first, you know, and I've really enjoyed that, and I'm gonna keep my traditions to the way I've just known how to do it, because I'm going to be an Xbox fan. So Xbox is going to be my day one. And
cool.
I have put money aside for both of them, so there could be a potential that I would pick both of them up. But now I'm hearing like word on the street that one console per guest, so I'm kind of like annoyed that I might have to make two trips to get both. But yes, I do. I really love, you know, Miles coming back like to being on PlayStation and the original Spider-Man, and it's tough to beat. It really is. But you know, I can get the Xbox, jump on some Call of Duty, which I'm super obsessed with, and be able just to enjoy my gaming. And, you know, like I said, I'm going to splurge on the Elite controller as well. So that's the way I'm going, man. And then whatever comes, comes, and PlayStation will kind of just be my second. Mm-hmm. So, or that, like, I know we briefly talked about this, like, before we started recording, but word on the street, Black Friday, maybe a Miles Morales bundle. So I could go for a black PlayStation. So
yeah, good value.
Yeah, so that's my thing. Like, I'm going to go, like I said, Xbox, just because, like, I'll have more stuff to play.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can, you know, get the PlayStation and play one game for, like, a week straight, but I'll have options. So, Mikey B, you're trying to get the question.
Very good. I think I've switched my mind.
Because you got the new option, man, that payment plan.
That new option, yes. Payment plan has literally shot this as to number one up the flagpole as going maybe Xbox with that sweet value of $35 a month is incredible. That's an incredible value. Especially now when I did the mathematics on it, that I'm not losing money, that I'm paying pretty much the fair price for the console, and then how much traditionally Game Pass costs. That is, I would say that was my number one option. Off mic, prior to talking about this, I was talking about, you know, I've been a Switch owner for the last 3 years, so I've kind of missed out on a lot of the PlayStation 4 and Xbox games. And I was hoping maybe to cop an older console, for, you know, bundle a nice little like $200 bundle that comes with a couple of games. That was kind of like my top option. But now that kind of slides down to number two a bit, depending on what games are there. And the monthly plan would be my top choice going for it. So I'll be I could be joining Team Xbox for the first time.
Oh.
In a serious fashion. So yeah.
Yeah. But
we will wait in later episodes to find out what we actually do when these consoles drop and when the holiday season starts, and, you know, there's a whole bunch of good gaming sales. But currently, that is my top option.
There you have it, folks. Mikey B is joining us in the next console generation, so we'll be able to get him on board with the Game Pass, and we'll be playing with Mikey B online if he's got the internet for it. So we will be on. Watch out for that Try Hard Tuesday then when Mikey B gets that Xbox.
watch out for new content.
You're going to get a whole new level of tryhards in that one. But there you have it, folks. This episode will be dropping a week before the consoles. I don't think there's going to be anything that could change. Like,
no, I don't believe so.
So mm-hmm. You have all the news. You can go back to our first console talks episode and get more information there. But this was just kind of just a touch base briefly. And, you know, the time went by and we got more information. And now you know where the console boys stand with it. So that's going to be a wrap for this week's console episode. Mikey B, you got anything else to add before we wrap this up? Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Gaming Console Podcast. Now, if you're not with us on the social game, you're really missing out. On Instagram, follow us at the Gaming Console Podcast. Facebook is the Gaming Console Podcast. Also, follow us on Twitter. We're the Console Boys on Twitter, so hit us up, tweet us. Everything podcast-related episode-wise, go to gamingconsolepod.com.
The Council Boys in the building tonight. Oh, what a feeling. I'm feeling life.
Council Boys are out.